720 WGN, Pete McMurray in the Allstate Showcase Studios. We got a traffic backup on 57. There was a huge wreck, and we have a guy that's been sitting in traffic for the last few hours. On the phone with us is Kevin McNulty. Kevin, thanks for joining us. I heard that your phone may die because you've been sitting there for how long?
About 3 hours and 45 minutes. So.
3 hours. Yeah. Now, are you in a car? Are you in a truck?
No, I'm in a car, and everyone's pretty much in the same spot they were 3.5 hours ago.
Really? You haven't even moved, and you haven't done anything. What about going to the bathroom? I can't wait 3 hours to go to the bathroom.
A few people have run over to the ditch. That was before dark, so that's a lot of horns beeping and that kind of thing. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But about 4:10, I passed the Piatone exit, or as I approached it, I saw the Piatone police exiting south on a northbound lane with flashing lights, which told me they were about to shut something down. So I hit the radio and then saw that by that time I was past the only exit I could take to avoid it. But there's been a lot of wreckers here in the last hour, which tells me they're maybe getting to moving some things out. I've only seen two cars removed so far, but there's a lot of first responder from all the towns in the area, Manteno, Piatone, and I imagine north too.
How far are you away from the accident?
Guy and I were talking. We think maybe about 3 miles. We think it's north of the rest stop, which anybody's familiar with it.
Okay. How bad is the fog out there, Kevin?
Well, the fog was lifted suddenly when the breeze kicked in. And as I was driving north from Bourbon A, we only had about a 75-foot visibility. And people in the right lane, we were going pretty slow, 35. But there were folks just blowing right by us at 50, and I thought it was very, very dangerous because you're basically, I was counting 1,001, 1,002 like you do for distance, and I couldn't get to 2, which where the fog was.
Jeez, man.
It was the thickest I've ever seen.
I've been there. It's absolutely terrible. Now, are you heading north on 57 or heading south?
Heading north on 57, but the southbound is closed too because they have a hazmat situation with one of the trucks that caught on fire, so there's been no traffic southbound for the last hour and a half either.
You are kidding.
Yeah, other than emergency vehicles.
So it's been shut down for 3 hours. You're sitting there in your car, and you have absolutely nothing.
Yeah, by 8 o'clock it will be 4, so I'm ready to eat. I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I'm sure you're starving.
Yeah, but I hope there's not any really serious matters up there, but there's been a lot of ambulances coming and going, and I think they probably have the people that need to be removed by now, I'm just guessing, because I'm now seeing wreckers. Just 2 so far have left with vehicles on there. Flatbeds, you know.
Have you talked to people? Have you gotten out of your car and walked from car to car?
Yeah, well, actually, you know, a number of firemen walked all the way down 57 some ways because they got to us, and they checked on every passenger, making sure they were okay. That was after about 2 hours. And they'd knock on their window, are you okay? So that was going on, and then people got out and talked and just conversed about what they knew and where they were coming from, where they were heading, that type of thing.
Well, let me ask Rob and Jill, do we have any fatalities? Do we know anything more about this wreck on 57?
From what I'm seeing, there have been no injuries reported as of yet. That, of course, will probably change rapidly. I've seen some of the pictures, and it doesn't look too good.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll change. There's been a lot of first responders up. They all come up the side here on the shoulder to my right, and then come back the same way, which tells me they're not able to cross over to the southbound side.
And they haven't tried to move you guys whatsoever?
Oh, no, that's just not on the agenda right now. We thought maybe there was a flip, you know, around that rest stop, that the only place it could be done. But pretty much everything from Monee Manhattan Road to Piatone, those people there, they're locked in. That's where we're at.
How much gas do you have left, Kevin, in your car?
My wife told me to check that. I looked down, and thank God I have a good gas mileage car, but it's a decision between being cold or turning the car on, I guess.
So
I have enough to sit here a while.
So is the car off right now?
No, it's running.
Okay. It's running. Has it been running for 3 hours?
No, I've turned it off and on at different times, you know. So, and I have a laptop here, and I'm able to link up so I can kind of keep track of what's going on a little bit.
Man, I can't imagine. I mean, I wish I could do something, but we can't get anything there, and they can't get anything out. There's nothing that
Most everybody that's sitting in their car are just happy they weren't a few minutes earlier because the real problems are up in front of us, and we hope those people are okay.
I mean, think about it. He's 3 miles from the wreck. Think about all those cars right there. Wow.
Yeah.
I'd be going from car to car and trying to making friends with people.
Well, there's been some of that, but not too much.
Now, do you have to work tomorrow? What do you do for a living?
I'm an orchestra director at Brady Bourbon A High School in Bourbon A, and I live in Matteson, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I commute every day. Usually a very uneventful commute, although in the last weeks or so it's been pretty interesting.
So do you drive past Abe Lincoln every day?
Abe Lincoln what?
In Bourbonnais, you know, they got the Abe Lincoln.
Oh, no, no, I don't go that way. Another way. I go to Bradley and then North Street over just because it gets kind of congested in the morning.
Gotcha. Well, Listen, man, if you get out of your car and start walking over to other cars, please tell them to turn on WGN radio because we'll keep you guys updated on what's going on, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Kevin.
All right.
See you, man. Kevin McNulty, he has been sitting there for over 3 hours on 57.
Oh.
That is...
I feel bad for him and anybody in there. And I'm with you, Pete. If I have to pee, I don't know what I would do.
That's brutal.
That's the worst.
Oh, I would just go anywhere. I wouldn't care.
Ugh.
That's the great thing about being a guy.
Yeah, I know this.
You can do that.